Over the last several segments of Messianic Perspectives, we have taken a progressive look at the time on the Jewish calendar known as the High Holy Days. We started an entire month before the first Holy Day with the month of Elul, and how it would set the tone for the time to come. The month of Elul led into Yom Teruah, also known as Rosh Hashanah. Yom Teruah was our wake-up call to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Within the time between Yom Teruah and Yom Kippur, we talked about the 10 Days of Awe, a time to remember our past and come to repentance before Yom Kippur. The primary focus of this time is found throughout the prophets, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 7. Since the days of your forefathers, you have turned from my laws and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says Adonai Sevaot. This is the primary focus that is also found in the New Covenant writings, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 2. Turn from your sins to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This time was about teshuva, repentance, with the intent of restoring our relationship with Adonai. Now that the heavy lifting has been done and the hard work is finished, Adonai has set aside a time to enjoy with his people and our restored relationship with him. Sukkot, which is also known as the Feast of Tabernacles, is a time of remembrance, but also a time of celebration. In addition, it also offers prophetical promises related to Yeshua and our future. It is a time of remembrance as conveyed in Leviticus chapter 23 and verses 42 and 43. You are to live in Sukkot for 7 days. Every citizen of Israel is to live in a sukkah, so that generation after generation you will know that I made the people of Israel live in Sukkot when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Adonai your God. In addition, Sukkot is associated with the fall harvest and the tithe associated with that harvest. There are 2 Sabbaths during the feast, and they are set aside as holy gatherings. To tabernacle means to dwell with. Adonai was with Israel when he brought them out of Egypt for the entire 40 years. He tabernacled with them. This feast is to remember that time. He did not leave them in the desert to die. They were not abandoned or orphaned. Just as Yeshua made a similar promise in John chapter 14 and verse 18, I will not leave you orphans, I am coming to you. Feel free to visit our website, shalommaine.com. We have created articles on all the feasts, including Sukkot, that will provide you with a wealth of information you may not have known before. You will gain a Jewish perspective on the Messiah of your faith and how it impacts your relationship. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Tada and Shalom. Thank you for listening.